Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, good evening, Lansing. As I look out through the studio windows here, I think it's pitch black officially, Nicole, isn't it?
I think so.
It is crazy. It's only 6:08. Well, filling in for Jack Ebling is Cameron Ganas here and Nicole Sclafani in studio. And we have with us right now the Vice President of Government Relations for Small Business Association of Michigan, one of my favorite organizations here in the capital city, but I think for the entire state of Michigan, and the role they play advocating, kind of being the voice for small business, really, which I think is officially the tag. So, Dave, thanks for joining us.
It is great to be here.
Now, I know it sounds like today is the lame duck day. It's the last day for that, and hopefully, I know we're taking you away a little bit from your time there. So thanks for coming and talking to us about what appears to be kind of the biggest transition in government in our state's history. And I know you have a lot of insight and you can share a lot of information about things that are there. But let's talk about what's happening today. I know that Michigan campaign is kind of on the on the firing line there. And kind of, is anything good, anything bad happening, anything we can just kind of generally pay attention to as citizens here?
You know, we saw a statement from the governor, Granholm, today, basically saying that she was willing to look at some of the money out of the Michigan Strategic Fund and allocate that to the Pure Michigan campaign, which, again, is not a solution that I think some of the advocates really want. I mean, they want a permanent funding source for Pure Michigan, but at least it gets us through the winter season, which is very positive because, you know, there's a lot of things to advertise in Michigan. We used to be known as the Michigan Wonderland. Mm-hmm. So that will get, hopefully, if we can get an agreement down at downtown tonight with the legislature, that there could be that temporary funding source for Pure Michigan. And then I know Rick Snyder, the new governor, has talked in a very positive way about Pure Michigan and trying to find a funding source for it, too. So hopefully the actions of the current administration can lead to the next administration picking up on that and moving forward with that funding. So that's very positive development today down at Lame Duck.
Yeah. Well, and I know that's a sensitive topic for a lot, as well as we just had Dom Cochran in the studio talking about the Capital City Film Fest and our efforts, Nicole, with trying to promote the Michigan stuff that is being made or things that are being made here in Michigan. And I know
art, entertainment.
In terms of government and its role with some of those programs, I know there's a little bit of sensitivity there. You know, are we picking winners? Are we picking, like, and how do we do that? But, you know, I guess, Nicole, help us a little bit more understand with the Film Fest, the kind of features things we're trying to do with the Michigan-based stuff, what that's meant for small business and how it can relate to maybe some other things here that.
Well, I think anything affects it. If you're going to have a big motion picture production in your town, it's going to affect a lot of the businesses underneath. And, you know, I can't speak too highly of exactly numbers or how that happens, but at least being on a couple film sets, and Dominic Cochran also before he left saying, you know, he's been on many film sets and knows the impact that it can have on a region. And I just think not only getting the word out in movies to see something that's produced here, like say something like Gran Torino, and people can recognize some different things that are shot here in Michigan. That's great, you know, definitely great promotion there. Mm-hmm. And then also when that crew is in town filming, the people there get a positive experience of Michigan, and the businesses also get a positive experience as well because they're buying stuff or they need food or they need anything there. So, I mean, I see it as a positive. I know with the film festival, at least what we're trying to do is just highlight a lot of hidden talent that we have in the region because we have all this growing movie business coming into town, and we also have we really want to put the spotlight here in Lansing and just shine just to let people know that what we have here and just to keep the film tax credits alive if possible.
Well, in regardless of the tax credits are alive or not, I think that we're obviously in a climate here, and we just talked a lot about entrepreneurship, I think, in the last couple segments kind of accidentally or on purpose here, but we can't go really, you know, 10 feet without being hit with something entrepreneurs, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. But Dave, talk about what this new, with small businesses and entrepreneurs, just talk in general about what we should be expecting. I'm a small business owner of a couple small businesses, and everybody I come in contact with almost daily seems to be involved in that. And what do we got in line for us the next 4 years?
Well, you know, from kind of a holistic view, we look at Michigan's economic development strategy, and we at SBAM would characterize it currently as more of a hunting type approach, where we have economic developers that are going out. We're trying to attract companies from other states, from other countries to locate here. And we spend a lot of time and effort doing that. Where we see maybe an opportunity for the state is to take more of a gardening approach, where we're trying to support our local businesses that are already here, hopefully not picking winners and losers, but trying to provide a climate of support from the state so we can grow our local businesses. We don't suggest that we should give up on hunting. I think we have to have a strategy that incorporates an aggressive outreach to companies in other states and other countries. But at the same time, we think that in the past years, our overall strategy has lacked really the support of the local companies that are here. So we've initiated a policy discussion with lawmakers over at the Capitol and, of course, the new administration about taking more of a gardening approach. And we've released a blueprint and a white paper, which if you're listening, we'd encourage you to go to sbam.org on the net, and you can take a look at some of the things that we're talking about.
David Palsrock, the Vice President of Government Relations from SBAM, the Small Business Association of Michigan. What do you think the biggest changes are in terms of not just the governor, but the other people that are involved in the kind of the ones that interact daily with the rules or laws and things that are made that impact small business? What are the things that small business owners should be paying attention to? Who now do we reach out to? What are the best resources that we can be paying attention to reach out with?
Well, I know right now everybody's focused on the new governor, and appropriately so. It's a big deal for the state. There's a person coming in. We have a very powerful executive in the state of Michigan, so people are focused on this transition and who the key people are going to be in this new administration. But what is, I think, being missed by many in the general public is also there's a major transformation going on with the legislature. We're going to have, I think, 29 new members of the state Senate. We'll have a new Senate majority leader. We'll have pretty much all new committee chairs. There'll be, three or four committee chairs remaining. And then over in the state House, there are going to be over 60 new members of the legislature. And again, a new leader, which will be the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, and who is a small business owner and actually a member of SBAM from prior to being in the legislature. So there is just a major amount of new talent and new people coming into Lansing. So from our perspective as a statewide association, we're really going to spend a lot of time educating these new members who are coming from all different walks of life about the very important issues that we see face small business, one being the Michigan tax code for business. We believe that that really needs to be addressed for small businesses and for all businesses, for that matter. And then, you know, of course, the budget. We have a major budget deficit, a structural budget deficit that we've been grappling with in the past 4 or 5 years now. Governor-elect Snyder is going to have 60 days to present his budget to the legislature. And, you know, speaking about all the new people, they're going to have to digest that and debate what the state's priorities really should be. I mean, we've been pushing for a number of years now for structural reforms to the way the state does its business and how it delivers its services to its residents. So a lot is going to be on the plate in the coming really weeks, months, and really the next year will be really telling. And obviously in the state that's struggling, we're hoping that this influx of new ideas and new talent will result in some positive results. But we'll be there to watch what's going on and to report back to the small business community.
Can we stay tuned into you somehow? I mean, without being a full member, and I know that we would obviously encourage as many members as we can, it's only $190 to become a member of SBAM, mm-hmm. to stay really deeply involved. But is it just the website? Are there other resources?
Well, the website is a great one. We also have a program called watchdog.com, which we are really excited about, because what we want to do is we want to report back to folks who are interested about a small business agenda, what's going on. I think that there's going to be some positive things, and we want to report that, and we want those folks who are participating in that program to reach out to their legislators and thank them if they're doing something positive, and obviously if they're doing something negative too, we have a responsibility as a small business community to really articulate what's important to us, to all of these legislators. And it's really quite easy to communicate to your legislator. You'd be surprised. Many of them want to hear ideas. They want to hear from their constituencies. So we try to organize that. We try to help small business owners identify who represents them and communicate to them the important issues. We kind of weigh through the issues with a panel of small business owners. We have about 24 people on our Legislative Action Council that look at issues and study them, and then make recommendations whether we support or oppose different initiatives that are going on at the Capitol. So I really think it's a great opportunity for people to get engaged in our democracy. It's the apathetic type attitudes that I think that have existed in the past that have really hurt us. And we're really excited. We're an organization that continues to grow. We're about 10,000 members strong. And as we get more and more members, that gives us more and more strength over at the Capitol. And by the way, we don't just focus on Lansing, but we also do some federal work as well, as major issues are working their way through Congress. So we're very serious about trying to provide a collective voice for small business when it comes to making laws.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, David Palsrock with the Small Business Association of Michigan. Thank you for taking the time. Now you probably got to go back up to work.
Yeah, that's right. Headed back down to the Capitol. I know we're in Lansing, so if anyone wants to come down and see laws being made, it's open to the public.
Oh, that's great.
That's fascinating.
Go down and sit in the gallery.
It's so easy to forget that stuff.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, Dave, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, coming up next, we have another performance. You can see, I guess, Ken Glickman talks about all the other performances going on.
He's coming up after Eric.
After
Eric Larson, who is coming up next. Again, we're amateurs. Jack Ebling is the
Ken's
professional.
Coming up. He's
but
coming
on Ebling
up.
And you, yeah, coming up is Ken Glickman around 6:36. But coming up next is Eric Larson from Impression 5.